This is, all right, this is Eva, 8056. And I think Jibo wants to say hi to us. He's our social robot.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Jibo, and I'm a social robot. My name is Jibo. What's your name?
He's asking you.
Oh, Eva.
That's an awesome name.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite color is blue.
Very close to mine.
What's your favorite color?
Green.
That's so cool. Alrighty, let's get started.
Alright, can you hit a buzzer for me?
Sure.
Perfect. Okay, I want you to tell me the letter, the picture, and then something else that starts with that letter.
A apple acrobat.
Perfect.
B, boy, balloon. C, cookies, kite. Wait, no, sorry. C, cookies, cat. D, duck. Dinosaur. E, elephant, egg. F, fish. Fire truck. G, guitar, grass. H, house, hippopotamus. I, ice, iguana. I mean igloo. J, juice. Not a lot of words that start with J.
How about when you bounce up and down, what's that called?
Jump. K, key, kite. L, leaf, leopard. M, monkey, mom. N, nose. Night.
Oh, perfect.
O, orange, octopus. P, plate, play. Q, quack.
What's another word for fast?
Quick. R, red, race. S, spider, sniff. T, table, tie. U, umbrella, unicorn. V, vacuum,
can you think of a car that starts with a V? A type of car?
No. I don't know many type of cars.
How about...
Video.
Perfect.
W, watch, watermelon. X, x-ray,
There's really only that one instrument that has, like...
Xylophone.
Yeah.
Yes. Y, yogurt, yellow. Z, zebra.
Where would you see a zebra?
At the zoo.
Yeah. All right. Hit a buzzer for me. Now we're gonna
doing an awesome job.
Now we're gonna do some numbers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Wow. happen?
Well, 20, 25, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 200, 500, 1,000. 9 plus 7. Okay, so 9, then 10, 11, 12,
13,
14, 15, 16.
Yeah.
Oh, that's easy. 20. Oh, no, 18.
What's that say?
19 minus 1 equals 18.
That's right.
6 times 3, okay. 6 times 3 is 3, 6 times, so 6, obviously. 9, 12, 14, no, 15, 18.
Awesome, you got it.
21 divided by 3.
Have you done division in school yet?
No. My dad taught me a long time ago.
Oh, yeah?
But I forget.
That's okay. So the answer is 7.
7?
Yeah, because so division is the opposite of multiplication. So we have to think what goes into 21 3 times. And the answer is 7.
You're going back, though.
What do you mean going back?
That's 21.
Mm-hmm.
How would that be 7?
Because when you divide, what's that? What this is saying, 21 divided by 7, is what number goes into 21 3 times? So the number has to be smaller than 21. So 7, 1 7 equals 7, 2 mm-hmm. sevens equals 14, and 3 sevens equals 21.
So it's basically just adding up to that number.
Mm-hmm. We have to figure out what number goes into that number 3 times.
Okay.
All right, can you hit a buzzer?
Great job.
All right, now we're gonna do these. So this is a cup.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's two.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call those? Two what?
Mugs.
What if we call them a cup? Two what?
Cups.
Perfect. This is a snack. Now there's two.
Snacks.
Awesome. This is a foo. Now there's two.
Foos.
This is a crib.
Cradle. Crave. Both ways.
Yep. Now there's two.
Cribs.
This is a mitt. Now there's two.
Mitts.
With a P. Mip.
Oh, mips.
Perfect. This is a dup. Now there's two.
Dups.
This is a shoe.
Shoes.
Nice. This is a brib.
All right. Bribs.
This is a skack.
Skacks.
Perfect. This is a ship.
Oh, right. Ships.
This is a yag.
Yags.
Yeah. This is a pipe.
Okay. Pipes.
Yeah. This is a bell.
Bells.
This is a rock.
Rocks.
Almost just dropped this. This is a smide.
Smibes.
Smides with a D.
Oh, smides.
Yeah, you got it. This is a bag.
Bags.
This is a kel.
Kells.
Yeah. This is a yawk.
Yawk. Yawks.
Yeah. This is a light.
Lights.
And this is a slide.
Slides.
Awesome. You did that really fast. Okay, you can hit another buzzer for me.
It's basically just adding the suffix S.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, can you tell me what you see in that picture?
I see a boy and a lion on a boat in the water with fishes, lily pads, and then behind them I see flowers, some dragonflies, and I think what a mountain is.
Mm-hmm. What do you think they're doing?
Just going on a boat ride.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they're going somewhere specific?
Maybe.
Where would you go on a boat if you could go somewhere?
I would probably just like stay in like a little boat, in a little like lake kind of,
mm-hmm.
Around here in Columbus, and I don't really want to go anywhere, like just stay.
Do you think the boy and the lions are friends?
By the looks of it, yeah.
Would you be friends with a lion?
Depends.
On what?
It depends on like what type it is, if it's like trying to use me for prey or it's just, it could be scared of me because most animals are scared of humans. It really depends on how nice it is.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to say about this picture?
Has a lot of detail.
Yeah, it does. What's going on here?
A boy on his bed in a like pilot's outfit. He's made a paper airplane. I think he's trying to throw it out his window.
Mhm. What do you think of his room?
Very nice, but I think he needs to clean it.
Do you keep your room clean?
Not really.
What things do you see in his room?
A fish, books, pillows, blankets, cars, sock, airplane, clouds, paper airplanes. That boy looks exactly like the boy in this phone.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
He does kind of look like that. Do you think he's playing pretend?
Yeah.
What do you think he's pretending to be?
A pilot.
Would you ever want to be a pilot?
Probably not.
Well, what would you want to be?
Probably like maybe an artist or a singer.
That's really cool. What's going on in this one?
A girl is holding a light bulb and a clipboard and looking at the light bulb, and then there's an octopus behind her holding like all these different science things.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are two rats and books and science stuff.
Mm-hmm. What kind of science do you think they're doing?
Electricity.
Yeah, that's a great idea. What do you think this guy's doing?
Researching.
Yeah? Do you think the octopus is helping her with research?
Yeah.
Yeah. What else do you see in the picture?
I see, bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And jars and books. Did I say books already?
I don't know. I don't remember. You might have.
And a lot of science stuff.
Have you ever done a science experiment before?
Yes.
What'd you do?
I forget what it was, but like you put like these things in a cup and then it would just explode out of the cup.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What's going on in this picture?
A girl took whatever that is. I forget what it's called. It took out a big whatever that is from the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like there's a whole farm of them, and I see three. Oh, so far I only see three snails. Yeah.
What do you think the snails are doing there?
I mean, it is a farm, so they're probably looking for food.
Yeah. Have you ever eaten a turnip before?
Nope.
Do you like vegetables?
Is watermelon a vegetable?
I think watermelon's a fruit.
Not sure. I don't like most vegetables, so vegetables.
What's your favorite fruit?
Watermelon.
Watermelon. All right, can you hit a buzzer for me? All right, now some reading. You said you like to read, so that's...
You're doing great.
Mm-hmm. Cam was at the water park and could not find his...
Do you need help on that word?
Yeah.
Uncle.
Oh, uncle. Cam's arm was bleeding and he was crying. Cam walked slowly around the grass as he searched for his towel. People were talking and laughing. Many kids were eating lunch. Cam's stomach, stomach growled. He was lost. His arm was bleeding. He was hungry and he was alone. Finally, Cam heard someone shout his name. He smiled and turned to see Uncle Mo walking down the path. He had food from the truck. Cam squished over to him and gave Uncle Mo a big hug. "Are you all right, little man?" Uncle Mo asked. "I am now," Cam said. "I picked up his towel and wiped his arm. He also took off his shoes." They sat down. Uncle Mo handed Cam a hot dog and some chips. Cam smiled and said, "Thank you." "So, little man, did your mom and pop tell you the news?" Cam ate his hot dog and shook his head. "No," he said. "I am not here to visit. I am here to stay, and I am going to be staying with you for a while," Uncle Mo told Cam. Uncle Mo told Cam. Cam thought he was kidding. "No joke?" Cam asked. "It's the truth," Uncle Mo said. Cam smiled big and gave Uncle Mo the rock. When they were done eating, Uncle Mo said, "I am so glad you knew the way. Let's go back in the water." Cam left his shoes on the grass to dry. What? Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Uncle Mo and Cam walked back into the mist. Mist maker. Cam felt so happy. It was fun to go out with Uncle Mo, and no, Cam wouldn't see him all the time.
Nice work. Do you want to keep reading or do you want to go on to the next thing?
Can we go on to the next thing?
Yeah. All right, can you hit a buzzer
Great
for
job.
Me? Perfect. I want you to tell me what they're doing and then how you would do it.
They're brushing their teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I would put my toothbrush under the water, then shake a little water off, then put my toothpaste on, then sing happy birthday twice, and then spit my the rest, and then just rinse off my thing, tap it on the thing a couple times, and then I'm done.
Perfect.
Washing hands. I would get my hands wet first, and then I would get soap. Blah blah blah, and then I would put it back in the water, rinse all the soap off, and then dry my hands.
Nice.
Tying shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just do the cross,
mm-hmm.
and then make a loop, tie it around, tuck it under, pull it through, then do that to make sure it's tight, and then double knot.
Perfect.
Pouring cereal. I would do cereal first, then milk, then smush the cereal like in the milk a little bit so like it's all wet and not all dry.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would just eat it.
Perfect.
Putting on clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Guess I'll just put on clothes.
How do you do it? Do you like do your pants first or your shirt first?
It depends on if I want to wear like a certain type of top or a certain type of bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would just go from there.
Oh, okay.
Baking cupcakes. So I would just listen to the directions,
mm-hmm.
and then usually I would bake them with my sister,
mm-hmm.
and so we would pick out like the different cup holders that we want.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have some that are and some that are mine, maybe some that are our mom's, but like they're all ours, so it doesn't matter. But then me and my sister would just put the frosting on together. And we wouldn't really use sprinkles, but sometimes we would. Painting. So I do painting different ways, but when I'm doing it at my dad's, I tend to just either just paint something or do like where you make globs on a piece of paper and then you grab another piece of paper and stick it on.
Cool.
Buckling your car seat.
Mm-hmm.
So you would like just I would get situated,
mm-hmm.
and then I would take my seatbelt, make sure I know where the metal part is,
mm-hmm.
and then just put it in. I don't do this.
You don't do that?
No.
Do you pretend to do anything?
No. I usually, like, sometimes play games with myself. Mm-hmm. Like, act out one person, and then I would act out another person.
Yeah. What kind of things do you act out?
Random stuff.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Dressing up in costumes.
Mm-hmm.
I just find a costume and put it on.
What kind of costumes do you have?
Not sure.
Okay.
Sliding down a slide.
Mm-hmm.
I just wait my turn. If there are other people, then just sit down and slide.
Perfect.
Is this just kicking a ball or playing soccer?
It could be either one.
I just get the ball in front of me and then kick.
Cool.
Playing with blocks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really do that often. Like, really not at all.
Yeah, did you used to do it when you were younger?
Yes. I would, once when I was playing with blocks, I made, like, this whole city.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do when you're done playing with them?
I destroy it very carefully.
You destroy it very carefully? All right, what's this kid doing?
Swinging.
Yeah?
So, sometimes I will either, like, not sit on the swing yet, but then go back with the swing, and then once it goes forward, I just jump onto it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I will do that, or I would just sit on it and pump my legs. Is this eating candy or giving candy?
I think either or. Maybe they're sharing.
So if it's sharing, I just ask the person, like, hey, do you want this, or do you want to turn?
Yeah.
What is this kid doing?
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know.
Well, he's sitting on a chair, right?
I mean, yeah.
Do you think he's, like, waiting for something?
Or maybe thinking?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Do you ever just sit and think?
I mean, kind of all the time.
Yeah.
When I'm in the car.
Yeah. All right. Okay, can you hit a buzzer?
You're doing great.
Mm-hmm.
All right, do you want to do this astronaut picture or this giraffe picture to tell me about?
I guess I'll do this.
Okay.
It's an astronaut collecting bugs.
Mm-hmm.
So the astronaut is not, like, totally in space. No, like, totally just, like, hanging out there. It's, connected to this, little wire that they have on spaceships.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, like, a little room, and then in that room there's, like, where your, like, spacesuit is, and then if you just want to go out, you connect the thing onto your spacesuit, and then you can just, like, chill in space, because, like, you're not going anywhere until that moves.
Yeah. Why do you need a spacesuit in space?
Well, there's no gravity up there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you didn't have a spacesuit, then you would die.
Yeah, that's true. It also gives you oxygen, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
There are some either shooting stars or asteroids.
Mm-hmm.
There are planets. Spaceships, an alien ship.
Perfect.
Stars.
You can hit a buzzer. We're all done. You did an awesome job. I'm just going to take this mic off you. Thank you so much. Did you know you were just helping us with science?